Hello there, it's your girl here, P.E., Pastor Erica, with your Drive Time Devo. Yeah, the memo that gives life. Hey, this is some crazy times, you know? Many people are so busy doing that they're not being. I didn't say becoming, I'm saying being, you know? We're in times where it's a little antsy and restless. I've seen my child staying up late. I have friends staying up late. Nobody seemed to be able to sleep. And usually it's a time when a lot of spiritual activity is going on that God wants us to be. Be what? Be still. Be patient. Be in faith. Be encouraged. Be. I just came on today to tell you to just be. You're too busy doing what this westernized culture has inundated us with this whole idea of fix it yourself. Do you know there's seasons where God will have you in a position where only He can do it? Yeah, we believe in God for miracles, signs, and wonders, but we don't want to be in faith and let Him do the wonder. No, we're believing God for miracles, signs, and wonders, but we don't want to be encouraged and be still and know that He is God and let Him flex His muscles. I know it seems a little oxymoronic when everything in the world is look like it's going wrong and sometimes you're just trying to secure tomorrow. What if I told you didn't have the power to secure tomorrow? You can do what God has given you to do today, that it may help aim tomorrow. But He's the Lord of yesterday, the Lord of today, and He's the Lord of tomorrow. He's the same today and forevermore. I want to encourage you to just be still. No matter how many people are doing the most on their highlight reel, Don't look at someone else's lane and think you know what's going on over there. Be encouraged. No matter how many people look like they're running ahead of you, run your own course at the pace God has you in. Some of you are in the classroom of your faith, and God has you still listening to His voice in preparation for this next wave of glory. But you're outside looking out the window of everybody who's playing and choosing to use this time as playtime or pastime. Be still and know that I am God. All things are working together for your good. No, this is not a scripted memo. This is just something that fell on my heart that I believe would encourage you. This is not the time to get antsy. It's going to be all right. You're going to be all right. I promise. Because all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. Be still. There's some things He's preparing ahead of you. Don't get in a rush. I know that the culture, the conditions, and the temperature of this culture implies that we should be scrambling for preparation. But it reminds me of the wise virgins versus the foolish ones. The wise ones had their lamp ready. The Bible records that they was busy being patient, waiting for the bridegroom's return. But then the foolish one were wasting their oil, wasting it. Don't waste right now. Move steady. God is speaking. And you're going to be okay. Sometimes the slow pace that it feels like you're moving in is protection. You're in a haven. Why don't you stop complaining and tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for whatever you're doing in my life right now, because I know it's good. Get busy being a child of God. Being His beloved. Being the apple of His eyes, being the one He adores. Be okay with that. Anyway, I pray that I've encouraged you in these 5 minutes. You know, it'd be like 5 to 6 minutes that I just stop in and drop you a memo. It's just a memo providing life. Remember, My story is our story. And here's the caveat, Christ Jesus, his victory is our victory. Bye-bye now.